This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Kerala to lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering in a short while. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. The Prime Minister will flag off four new train services, including three Amrit Bharat Express trains and one passenger train. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting along with the leaders of NDA alliance partners at Maduran Thagam near Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and election in charge of Tamil Nadu Piyush Goyal has been in the city making preparations for the event and meeting the leaders. State opposition leader and general secretary of the AIADMK, Edappadi Palanisamy, former union minister Dr. Anmumani Ramdas, G.K. Vasan, AMMK leader T.T.V. Dinakaran, IJK leader Pachimuthu, former MP A.C. Shanmugam and others will be present at this meeting. This is the first political public event laying the foundation for assembly election which will be announced soon. Joy, Akash Shwani reporting from Chennai.
A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day parade is being held on Kartavyapath in the national capital. The parade rehearsal started from Vijay Chowk and proceeded to Red Fort. The rehearsal showcases India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity. The government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April the 1st. The first phase of Census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April the 1st and September the 30th this year. The Ministry of Culture is organising Parakram Divas 2026 from today in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, marking the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The celebrations will take place at 13 other locations across the country associated with the life and legacy of freedom fighter Bose. The celebrations will continue till the 25th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which is commemorated as Parakram Divas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, the United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since the 2022 conflict that delegations from all three nations will meet together to discuss ending the war. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with US President Donald Trump. Following this, US representatives, including envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, were scheduled to travel to Moscow before heading to Abu Dhabi for the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Balasaheb Thackeray on his birth centenary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Thackeray was a towering figure who profoundly shaped Maharashtra's socio-political landscape. The Prime Minister added that he was known for his sharp intellect, powerful oratory and uncompromising convictions and commanded a unique connect with the people. Prime Minister Modi also underlined that Baba Saheb was deeply passionate about culture, literature and journalism. Citizens in the national capital woke up to light rainfall and gusty winds today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, hailstorms, gusty winds and lightning over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms, hailstorm and gusty winds over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan and West and East Uttar Pradesh. In badminton, Lakshya Sen will take on Thailand's Panit Chapon Tirareth Sokun in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters 2026 in Jakarta today, while in the women's singles quarterfinals, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face top seed Chen Yufei of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.